It's All Things Considered on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. The time, 10 years ago this month. The place, the state capitol in Nashville. Senator Randy McNally of Oak Ridge was approached to run for Senate Speaker. He preferred the job go to Ron Ramsey, and it did. This month, McNally was elected to succeed Ramsey in the job he first considered a decade ago. Last week, he spoke with me about the speaker's position and how it's changed since 2007.
Well, it has evolved, and I think really under Governor Ramsey's leadership, the Speaker of the Senate has become a much more powerful individual, and the previous speaker seemed to be more interested in being speaker than public policy, and Ramsey was certainly very interested in public policy as well as strengthening the Republican caucus.
In the federal system, if we use that as a comparison point, the Vice President of the United States is not a sitting senator. The only time he gets involved in any kind of legislative action is if there's a tie that needs to be broken. Your job is quite different. You're still going to be an active member of the state Senate, representing your home district in Anderson County. How do you think you'll balance the demands, and by that I mean the time demands and the attention demands, of helping lead the Senate and do the administrative stuff while also still being one of its members?
I'll have a lot fuller schedule. When I took on the chair of the Finance Committee, I tried to work as a hospital pharmacist and as a senator and chair of a major committee and found it almost impossible. So I am retired, and like today we're not meeting, and I had a 7:30 East Tennessee technology meeting, and then I went to Riceville Elementary School to do a reading program with them, and then we had lunch at a local drugstore up in Clinton. You know, it's balance. You have some very full days, but I enjoy being busy.
Well, it sounds like you'll have quite a bit to do, because by law, the Tennessee General Assembly meets for only part of the calendar year, but it sounds like what you're describing is really more of a year-round kind of job.
It is, and there's different boards and commissions that I serve on in addition to national organizations meeting and coming together with different ideas and then presenting that to the federal government. So, yeah, there's quite a bit to it.
Is there any part of the job that you're not looking forward to, or a part of it that you see more as a requirement than enjoyment?
Not really. Sometimes you have some tough personnel matters, but other than that, it's very enjoyable. Probably the most enjoyable part of the job, where you can help somebody or maybe not improve their life, but show them that, you know, their life can be improved. And I really find that the most enjoyable part.
In your legislative career so far, you have focused on budgetary and financial issues as well as ethics. How do you plan to address some of those topics in the coming session?
And the third area is crime. We're successful in passing a good faith exception to the exclusionary rule, cracking down on the pill mills. But certainly the fiduciary duties as a legislator are very important, and making sure that the budget is structurally balanced. Our national economy goes up and down, and in turn the state's economy is affected by where we are nationally. Making sure our reserves are not adequate but able to survive downturns in the economy, and also making sure that the tax burden on individuals as well as business is low as you can possibly get it.
Randy McNally is the Speaker of the Tennessee Senate. He spoke to us while the General Assembly is on break. They will reconvene January 30th. Speaker McNally, thank you for being with us today.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed it.